Parnell will face Democrat Ethan Berkowitz in November. Diane Benson won the Democrats' lieutenant governor's race. Ballot Measure 1, dubbed the anti-corruption proposition by proponents and gag law by opponents, suffered a more than 32,000 vote drubbing. Alaska Education Association President Barb Ngayak was one of the leaders against Measure 1.
On the face of it, people, you know, understand that corruption is a bad thing and we're all against corruption. But what this would do is prevent people from exercising their free speech rights. And this is a ballot initiative that has been tried around the country in different states, and it has been soundly defeated in a lot of other places.
Meanwhile, ballot measure 2, which will require doctors to notify parents or guardians if a minor under the age of 18 seeks an abortion, captured around 55% approval. Bernadette Wilson was the vote yes on 2 campaign manager.
I've talked to a lot of concerned parents. I've talked to a lot of parents that want to be there for their children, and they want to be there in good times and in the bad times. And for those kids that come from unhealthy home environments, they want to be there too. I think that, you know, Alaskan voters sent the message loud and clear that we want to be there for these children, no matter what the circumstances are. We are there to help them through it.
This primary's closest race was for the Republican nomination for House District 12 in the Valdez area. The unofficial results have Eric Feige leading with 666 votes, followed by Don Hayes with 660 and Pete Fellman with 658. The eventual winner will face Democrat Bert Cottle. The Division of Elections reports voter turnout at 27.5% yesterday. That's in line with the 2004 primary, where turnout was 28%. Turnout in the 2006 and 2008 primary stood at 35% and 40%, respectively.